Oh, he watches over you. I see, because I'm happy. I see. And I know he watches over you. Get your hands. I see, because I'm happy. I see, because I'm free. And I know him alone watches you. Lift your hands. And I sing because I'm happy. I sing because and I know what is. Lift your hands high. This is for someone who is saying, does God care that I exist? Is he aware of me? Lift your hands.
Discouraged, and why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven? And I know he loves you.
And my Lord, Him alone watches me and you. And I know He watches. Your hands and just begin to accept His watch over your life. Your hands high. Just lift it higher. The one who watches over you, His name is Jesus. Lift your hands high and whisper that name. wonderful to me. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to serve. You are my God. You're altogether worthy. Altogether worthy. Altogether wonderful. Wonderful to me. Thank you, Master. Just lift up your two hands. Father, untie that your son, that your daughter, untie, release, liberate, deliver.
Power of the Holy Ghost, Mashabada, ya, 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 ya. Leke perete ke sike bedadalaya. La parata sike lite prete ke zubiala. Yes, 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 yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Master. Thank you for freedom. Thank you for liberty. Thank you for the deliverance of somebody. Thank you for making a way where there was no way. Thank you for confirming your law. Thank you for showing to someone that you are alive and you are watching. Thank you for making us to know that the devil is not in control. Thank you for making us to know that even though it tarries, we wait for it, because the vision is for an appointed time and it must come to pass. Thank you for making us to know that today is the beginning of the remaining days of our life. Thank you for causing us to see another day, a change of story, a change of story, a change of situation, a change of destiny. Thank you, and thank you, Lord. We give you the praise and give you the honor. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. I welcome everyone here to this service this morning. I believe that the Lord has touched our lives. Deliverances, healings, breakthroughs and miracles have happened this morning in Jesus' precious name. And I believe we can never remain the same. If there is time at the end of the service, we may just look at what God has done for some people here this morning. Hallelujah. It's our month of supernatural supply, month of replications and multiplications. And even though it is Thanksgiving service, and a week to Easter celebration, we'll be wrapping up, yes, give the Lord the praise, we'll be wrapping up the subject, because it is very, very important, the great evangelization effort of the end time, just before Jesus comes, will be hinged on the massive availability of supplies. You say, my city's true prosperity shall be spread abroad. And so it becomes very, very important for the children of God to know what it means to conquer the wealth of their Father in this end time, so that the work of the kingdom can be done in this end time before Jesus comes. So we are assessing supernatural supplies, and this was financial wisdom. We saw the first part of it on Wednesday. And if you are not there, you were not there on Wednesday, I will appeal to you to pick up the message. We looked at 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 23 all the way to verse 24. And then we saw how King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And then all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver, vessels of gold, garments and armor, and spices, horses and mules, a rate year by year. This happened for Solomon. And then we saw in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and in verse 10, he said, if the iron be blunt and it does not sharpen the edge, then he must put to it more strength. He said, but wisdom is profitable to direct. By way of introduction, we saw first that the way of wisdom is the way of wealth. We established, like, I think, three or four things there. And that mentality attracts prosperity. We saw that on Wednesday. We also saw that wealth travels in the direction of wisdom. Wealth travels in the direction of wisdom. The way of wisdom is the way of wealth. Mentality attracts prosperity. And we also saw that sense secures supply on a very natural basis. We looked at six things. And this is very important for every Christian. First of all, that if we need the wisdom for wealth, first of all, we must be productive. Produce something. Every one of us is making use of one thing or the other that somebody produced. You woke up in the morning on a bed produced by somebody. And so on and so forth. We x-rayed all of that in the midweek service. And that somebody must produce something because finances are an exchange, the reward for goods or services produced. Then we looked at number two. We said present quality. That mediocrity can never attract prosperity. If you want resources, massive resources, there must be quality. We looked at that. Thirdly, we said, invest more, expend less. Money is in haste where there is waste. There are those whose lives are just expenditure centered. We looked at that on Wednesday. Fourthly, we said, avoid waste. Money is in haste where there is waste. Avoid waste. We looked at that extensively. Some people wonder why, I pay tithe, I give offerings, and yet nothing is working. Yes, these are some of the reasons why. Number five, we said maintain records. The records give rise to accountability, gives rise to discipline. God's servant Bishop Oyedepo once said, if you are 1,000 times careless with 1,000 naira, you lost 1 million without knowing. No records for so many people. And then, finally, we said maintain a storehouse. The Lord will command a blessing upon you in all your storehouses. You don't spend everything that enters your hand. Otherwise, you don't have a future. This is just a highly summarized version of a message preached for almost 1.5 hours. And I have asked the media people to mass produce that message so that everybody can have a copy and go through them so that it can change something in your life. So we looked at all that. We are now going to go to the next number, which will be number 7. And that says, live within your means. That is, avoid the borrower's lifestyle. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 7. The Bible says, the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 6. He said, for the Lord thy God blessed thee as he promised thee, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, but thou shalt not borrow. Thou shalt reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over thee. Listen to this. In borrowing, three things to note. Borrowing empties tomorrow into today, such that when tomorrow arrives, it is empty. When a person borrows, he is using today what belongs to tomorrow, such that when the tomorrow arrives, that tomorrow is empty, because what belonged to it has already been utilized. You know? Second, borrowing is the mismanagement of both life, destiny, and finances. It is the mismanagement of life, putting life under pressure, using means and resources you don't have. He said, the Lord God is sun and shield. He will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold. So if it is not available yet, maybe it is not good for now. Am I communicating at all? Borrowing makes people to live lives that are not real. Borrow to dress. Borrow to drive. Borrow to live. You know, when I come across most of the Western world, what they call debt-free, living debt-free, is a major issue. And I'm surprised. Because it's all a borrower's life. Driving a car that has not been paid for yet. Living in a house that is not paid for yet. Credit card. That is, you have a limit. That is what is in your card is 1,000, but you can spend 10,000. And just permanently under pressure. In that kind of place, a house like this, it is impossible to call it debt-free. On the day they are dedicating, maybe you have $25 or $15 million that is yet to be paid or something. And you are paying for the next 35 years. It is not a way to live. You see, among brethren and church today, you see all manner of tensions among people. He borrowed this from me. First of all, to borrow is an abomination of the covenant. All manner of pressure. All manner of tension. Listen to the third thing I want you to know. Borrowing is an anti-covenant operation. Anti-covenant operation that counteracts the benefit of covenant practice. It counteracts it. If you are a giver and you are a borrower at the same time, the borrowing will nullify the returns of your giving. I'm sure you are hearing something heavy this morning. Because it's the same God who said, give and it shall be given to you. And it's the same God who said, thou shalt not borrow. You can't keep one law and break the other. Plus one minus one is zero. If you want me to be your supplier, then quit alternative sources to your supply. Which is what borrowing does for you. I am of the opinion that it's better to do a laborer's job than to ask people, borrow me, borrow me, borrow me. It's better. It's better to maintain your dignity than to be a borrower. The borrower is the servant of the lender. Somebody say amen. It's very hard this morning, right? So there are people whose lives are permanently under pressure. Nothing is coming from heaven. Nothing is coming from anywhere. Because their confidence is in what they are going to borrow from the next person. Borrowed car, borrowed fuel, borrowed this, borrowed that. Accept your status per time. Life is in sizes. Life is in faces. Men are in sizes. Accept your status per time. Drive the car that is your size per time. Live in the house that is your size per time. And let God promote you in his time. Because he makes all things beautiful in his time. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11. He makes all things beautiful in his time. If it is not yet time, it will be ugly. Am I communicating at all? If you are saying amen, say loud amen. Why will you put on a suit you have not paid for? Who are you impressing? And you are wearing the coat. And you have not paid. And you are paying the man gradually and you are wearing the coat. What a useless life. That is the guy of a vulture. And you know that those who sell cloth and sell shoe. Those are the people. People who owe money the most. I'm sure you know that. People who sell cloth, who sell shoe, who sell women bag, people owe them plenty. Am I complicated? He's already wearing the shoe that he has not paid for. Already wearing the suit he hasn't paid for. Tying the wrapper he hasn't paid for. And the wrapper is reporting you. Debtor, debtor, debtor. Anywhere you are wearing, that is what they are saying in the realm of the spirit. He's owing. This guy is a yeah, guy, yo. Useless guy, useless guy. He has not paid. He has not paid. I am telling you, apart from anything, don't let the covenant work against you. Don't be in a position where God is saying that you are a commandment breaker. You are an anti-covenant practitioner. Your giving, your tithing is null and void. It's making this very serious, right? It's null and void. In this system now, it is possible for the engine to be working, but if the brake is not working, is it good to drive? If the engine is working and the brake is working, but the contact set and the electrical system is not working, is it possible for the car to move? And if all that are working, but the tires are flat, can it move? So this covenant thing is a system. It's a system. It is not just one thing you pick. I have given, it shall be given to me. Blessed, pressed down, shaking together. That's it. The other systems, you are not working. They are not working now. The brake is not working. In the issue of not borrowing, it, that side is broken down. So you have done all this one, you haven't done the other one. So, in status quo, like we used to say in medicine, it remains the same. The situation remains the same. But change is coming now. You say, but I'm a businessman. If you can do without borrowing, better for you. Because the banks can be very, very terrible. Am I communicating? You come to the point where you have finished paying the principal, but you are paying the interest almost for the rest of your life. They are very, very brutal, very wicked. Am I communicating at all? When they are giving you their sweet tongue, too sweet tongue, let's give you facility, facility, facility. Huh? They won't tell you many, many implications. Facility, facility, facility. By the time you thought they are facilitating you, you never knew they were resisting your life. I know of a businessman, a billionaire. He told me, he said he doesn't borrow. He has never borrowed, will never borrow from a bank. Till today, he's doing a contract of almost 120 something billion now. Am I communicating at all? Well, if you had to, and then technically they say, okay, this is your collateral, and then this is and most times the collateral is heavier than what you borrowed. They want to be the one to cheat you. All right? If technically they have something and you have something from them and they have something from you, then you are owing each other. Technically. But if that can be avoided, let it better be avoided. I am talking about the working of the covenant. The working of the covenant. Don't every taste and every appetite for begging, for borrowing, today I command it to die. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Every taste and every appetite for borrowing and begging, today I command it to die. I prophesy to you today, your resources shall look for you. From the north, the south, the east, and the west, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. At the Area 1 church, when the building was on, the little office tower there, the one at the back to my office at that place, remained 10 million at that time. To finish 10 million of that time. And 10 million was nowhere to be found. And a bank came to us and said, we can give you money to complete this one, this tail, that office tower at the back there. No, nothing, there's nothing at all. Let's just give you the money. And their condition, you know their condition. Every service, when service finished, they will carry the offering. Them and they say, no, no, we and our and your accountant and everybody, we will count it together at the bank. I say, what? So Jehovah will be looking from heaven and say, this boy has mortgaged the church. My church, I will build my church to a bank. Look at them. Only God made me not to release some fire on them. I said, that is not a it's not a possibility in the dream. If it has reached this point and God cannot build it, let it remain unbuilt. We sent them packing. God built it in no short time. That tail, that one at the back, there's one I'm talking about. And today, that money that they wanted to give us as loan, then, is nothing today. It's nothing today. I don't know whether that money can finish one of the columns here, one of these beam here. Am I communicating? What you are about to borrow today will be your change tomorrow. So be patient, be patient, be patient. It will be your change tomorrow. It's an anti-covenant practice. Live within your means. I'll go further in the second service. Number two, look up to no one but God. It's a wisdom, right? Number eight. Look up to none but God. It's a wisdom. I'm going to rush the rest. Psalm 34 verse 5. The Bible says, they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Genesis chapter 14 verse 22 to 23. It says, and Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread, even to a shoe lasset, and that I will not take anything that is yours, in case you should say, I have made Abraham rich. Listen to these things I'm about to say. Number one. Looking up to man is looking away from God. Two, looking away from God is looking away from good. And three, looking up to man is looking away from God, and looking away from God is looking away from good. And third, looking up to man is signature for shame. They looked up to him and they were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Ensure that God remains your source. Man can be your channel, but let God remain the source. Am I communicating? So and so person, you are my last hope. The governor is my last hope. So and so person, never do that. The temptation is very high. But if your supply must come to God, your eyes must be on God. Say that again. If your supplies must come from God, your eyes must be on God. If your supplies must come from God, your eyes must be on God. You are always there to help. You are always there to help me. Even when no one else was there, you are always there for me. Even when I can't feel you, even when I cannot trace you, I still have faith in your word. that you are all. If your supplies must come from God, your eyes must be on God. Because if your eyes are on a man, you have signed for shame. Because man can fail. Man can change. A man can die. The man that is telling you sweet, sweet things now, you will be shocked at what he will say tomorrow. Look up to no one but God. Number 9, identify needs and meet them. Identify needs and meet them. Genesis chapter 40, verse 6 all the way to verse 8. Genesis chapter 40, verse 6 all the way to verse 8. And Joseph came in unto them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his Lord's house, saying, why do you look so sadly today? And they said unto him, we have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me them, I beg you. Looking out for needs and meeting those needs took Joseph from where he was in life to the palace. Am I communicating at all? You know, we live in a world where people have eyes but they don't see. Russell Conwell of the Temple University, who wrote A Curse of Diamond, he said, if you will love your neighbor as yourself, you will not know what it means to be poor. Do you understand that? That is, you were passing by a junction, you saw people stranded, no vehicle, all the time. And you feel for them all the time. And you say, let me buy a vehicle and put on this road. Even if the amount of money I will charge them is cheap, let them not be stranded again. They will happily pay because they have a vehicle to be transported in. They are happy. You are happy. Because you felt for them and decided to meet that need. Don't look for money for money's sake. Look for meaning, and money will look for you. Meaning, meaning, make meaning in the lives of people. Make meaning. If you will make meaning in people's lives, you will effortlessly make money. Neat, tidy money. Am I communicating? Effortlessly. Where are people suffering? What needs are there around me? I heard that two people traveled to India in the 60s. Two of them friends. One of them saw how poor the Indians were. The other one saw that all of the Indians he was seeing, they had no shoes. And he went back to America and decided to make shoes that are affordable for these people. That turned him into wealth. By solving the problem he saw for the people, so that they can have footwears that were affordable, he shifted. Am I communicating at all? Everybody is quiet. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Listen to this. Two things I'll say. Number one, when needs are met, rewards are released. People are rewarded in life for the needs they meet. Joseph was rewarded as he met the needs of Pharaoh. Daniel was rewarded as he met the needs of Nebuchadnezzar.
Second thing I will say. Wealth creation happens with solution provision. When solutions are provided, wealth is created. Wealth creation happens with solution provision. Don't let us stop looking and struggling to look for money. And then struggling to say, what are people doing that is giving them money? Contract, this, that. And settle down. Find out, where are there real needs that can be addressed? He said, if you love your neighbor as yourself, you won't be a poor man. Am I communicating at all? Well, the man they call Henry Ford, he did not set out to say, let me look for money. He set out to meet needs. In those days, only rich people could afford to drive cars. Only the rich. And in those days, the way the ancient tailors used to do, that was the way it was with cars, automobiles. You place an order for a car, and you waited for it to be manufactured one by one. So when your own finishes, they give it to you. When your own finishes, and only very wealthy people could afford. And Henry Ford said, I want to create an automobile that the average working class family in America can afford. Let more people be able to afford to drive cars. In so doing, he invented the assembly line method, where many cars are produced at once, not just one by one, all at once. Many cars, 10, 20, 100. And then everybody began to buy cars. Everybody could not afford a car. Everybody could not afford a car. In so doing, he turned into a billionaire. Today, I think Henry Ford, the Ford, is still there with a Ford motor vehicle. Am I communicating at all? God is showing somebody something right now, and I see change. That's great-grandson of Sir Henry Ford is the executive chairman of the Ford Motor Company today. Why? Because the father saw a need and decided to meet the need. I prophesy to somebody here, may God open your eyes to see the needs of your generation. If you are saying that, shout the loudest amen. Without any doubt, housing is a major need in Abuja City. Those who want one bedroom self-contained are plenty. Those who need one bedroom self-contained are plenty. Those who need a bedroom and a room and a parlor, one bedroom flat, they are also very plenty. Those who cannot pay for 1 year are plenty. And those who can pay for 6 months, 3 months, whatever, they are very, very plenty. Somebody may decide to craft his own housing system. I am saying something to somebody now. Where you can, drivers can have houses. Taxi drivers can have houses. And all my, that would lead me to the next point. And if you think it very well, I'm not trying to make money now. I want to create solution for these people. Let them not be killed by exit agents and finished by agreement agents. Let me do something for them that is safe landing, soft landing. Plenty money will come your way. Plenty smiles will come their way. And everybody is winning. 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 And if you are afraid of, in case they are owing me house rent, you can work it out. Where maybe after every month or 2 or 3 months, you work something out. Where they are complying. And people are wondering, what is the secret of this man? Because there are people, even if you kill them, they can't give you 2 years. That is, hit them on the ground. 2 years money can't come out of them. Because they don't make money like that. They are daily laborers on site. They are this and that, and there's no way they can save it enough. But you can do something that will accommodate for them. Something is happening here. I'm just giving one solitary example. You can look in diverse areas of human needs and be able to identify where people have issues, what you can do for them, reduce their pressure, and then multiply their opportunities and your opportunities. And when God sees that you have a heart for people and you want to do this kind of thing for people, then He will ensure that you don't know what it means to have scarcity. Somebody say aloud, amen. The majority of those who want to make money want to trample on people's head in order to get it. Whether a person die before he pays them money, they don't care. But if you have a heart for people and you do this kind of thing for them, God will put resources in your hands. Identify needs and meet them. Number 10, access divine ideas. Divine ideas. Psalm 4, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. It said, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The things that will flow into your life, they flow out of your mind. They flow out of your mind. There is a place of divine ideas for unusual resources. A wise man said, first, wealth is essentially the product of a man's capacity to think. It's a product of a man's capacity to think. Please note this. Second, to be successful, you must be strategic and to think deep is to fly high in all realms. To be successful, you must be strategic. To think deep is to fly high in all realms. Lord, give me an idea. Give me a revelation. Give me a wisdom. Give me a thought. One man in our church began to see eggs in his dream. That was a divine idea. He never knew what it was. All of a sudden, it occurred to him that God was sending him into that business. He was a driver at the old secretariat there. A driver. Receiving monthly driver salary. And you know civil service salary, how big it is for a driver. In 1 month, he made enough money. The money that was his salary every month began to come every day from the eggs that God showed him in the revelation. He built his house from the money of the eggs after the last time I knew. All he saw was a vision and a dream, a divine idea. I speak to somebody here today. An idea, a vision, a dream is coming your way that is going to change your life and is going to change your story. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Number 11, remain steadfast. Remain steadfast. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. He said, be not weary in well doing, and let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We shall reap if we faint not. Be steadfast. Be steadfast. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3, he said, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end he shall speak and not lie. Even though he tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. The vision is yet for an appointed time. Listen to this. First, it is not enough to do the right thing. It is important to do the right thing for as long as it takes to see the right results. Say that again. It is not enough to do the right thing. It is important to do the right thing for as long as it takes to see the right results. Very, very important. That is, I am tithing. Keep on tithing. If the result hasn't come, just keep on. I am doing my records. I'm having a storehouse. I am doing all these things we are talking about. Just keep at it. I am refusing to borrow, but my life hasn't changed. Just keep at it. Just keep at it. Due season. Now, look, listen to the second point. Persistence cures resistance and grants inheritance. When you persist, you overcome resistance and you access your inheritance. Persistence cures resistance and grants access to inheritance. Very important. If you will persist, you will inherit. Because at the end, it will speak. Finally, repeated action will always bring desired outcome. Repeated action, repeated positive action will always culminate in desired positive outcome. Repeated positive action. Just don't be tired. Just keep at it and repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. It will eventually produce desired positive outcome. Somebody say a loud amen. Listen to this. When your due season is about to come, the devil tempts you with weariness. There is one sign to know that you are about to break through. That is when the devil wants you to give up. When in labor room, the woman is pushing and the child is about to come out. That is when she gets tired. You say, no, I am tired, matron. I am tired, nurse. I am tired, doctor. I can't do anything anymore. I'm tired. And they say, just push now. Just give the final push. Just one more final push. Bam! And the child pushes out just about when the breakthrough is about to happen. That is when you are tempted to give up. Repeated positive action will produce desired positive outcome. It will culminate in desired positive outcome. I am here to speak and announce to somebody, something positive is about to come out of your life. Something you've been expecting is about to be manifested out of your life. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Finally, maintain the attitude of gratitude. Maintain the attitude of gratitude. Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7. Psalm 67. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Let the people praise God. Then the earth will surrender its resources. Listen to this because our time is up. One, attitude determines altitude. Now, a positive attitude will give birth to a positive altitude. Be positive, be happy, be expectant. Don't be doing all these things in depression. Am I communicating? Don't be doing all these things in pessimism. In discouragement. Well, they say we should tithe. I have tithed. I did wait. No, it doesn't work that way. You're actually killing the seed. Listen, gratitude. All right, let me say this to you. Gratitude secures past and present blessings and attracts future blessings. What God has already done for you What God is doing is secure. And then what is to come is attracted. Oh yes, thank you Lord. I am not where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be. Hallelujah. To you be all the praise. To you be all the honor. Thank you Master. Thank you Adonai. Thank you El Shaddai. Things are working out. The devil has no option at all. The God who brought me from yesterday to today will take me from today into tomorrow. Excited. Just maintain that excitement. And you are set for fulfillment. Did God speak to somebody here today? Listen to this. You know an intelligent man by the knowledge they possess. But you know a wise man by the steps they take. When you see a person talking, they say, this man is wise, though, and all he's doing is only talk. That's not wisdom. That may be intelligence. Because there are intelligent fools. You know an intelligent man by the things they say, by the knowledge they have, by the things they know. But you know a wise man by the things they do, the steps they take. What we are dealing with is not intelligence for financial resources. We are dealing with wisdom. And wisdom is action. Wisdom is steps. Now, you may have been made intelligent by what you just heard. But I want you to go into wisdom. Don't be intelligent, be wise. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. Because if all I came to do is to make you intelligent, I wasn't different from a lecturer in the class. But I am here for us to have the wisdom of God that produces results. Any wise person here this morning, I have 10 more minutes to the end of the service. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are and lift up your hands and your voice and confirm to God that you heard something that is life-changing this morning. You received wisdom that is life-changing this morning. Appreciate God. Honor God. Worship Him. Adore Him. Worship Him. Honor Him. Adore Him. Glorify His name. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Lift your hands and lift your voice. Worship Him. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, my Lord. For your goodness, thank you, Jesus. Oh,
thank you, God. We are saying thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
my Lord.
For your kindness, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus.
Oh Lord, you have
been so good. You are so good.
Hey,
oh Lord, you are
in my life.
Somebody say,
oh Lord, you are.
You have been
so good.
Hey,
you are so good.
Oh Lord.
Lift up your two hands everywhere you are and appreciate the King of Kings for the word you received today. Appreciate the I Am That I Am for the word you received today. Appreciate the El Shaddai, the Elohim, Jehovah Rapha for the word you received today. Appreciate Him, the God who was and is to come, for the word received today. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you.
Father, we adore you. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands. Three prayers. Two. Now say, Father, wisdom to apply this word, and wisdom to access your resources. I receive now. Open your mouth and speak to God. Wisdom, 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 wisdom. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. Wisdom to apply this word. Wisdom to access your resources. I receive the wisdom now in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. I prophesy upon everyone here today. This wisdom we have received since Wednesday till today, this wisdom will change your life. It will produce results in your financial life. This wisdom will give you a testimony. In the name of Jesus. You keep the hands up while I invite everyone here today in need of surrender to Jesus. Need the forgiveness for your sins. You need today to mark a new day for you. You are saying to me, Pastor, I am in need of help. I want to be genuinely born again. I want to give my life to Jesus. As we take this song, I live for Jesus. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags. Because he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all these things can be added unto you. All the things we are talking about can never be your portion until you have given your life to Jesus. I live for Jesus day after day. While we take that song, pick your Bibles and bags from where you are and step forward quickly. The rest of us, take your seat for a minute.
I live for Jesus.
One.
Day after day.
And two.
I live for Jesus. Let go of what the Holy Spirit.
Three.
I will obey. I live for Jesus.
Quickly, quickly, I give you the count of 7-1. Rush forward. One.
Today I live
two.
For Jesus. I live for Jesus.
Three.
Let go what way the Holy Spirit.
Four.
I will obey.
I will obey.
I live for Jesus.
Five. I live for Jesus, I live for Jesus. Six.
Day
after day.
I live for Jesus.
Seven.
Go with me. The Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus.
Seven.
Day.
Keep coming.
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Day after day.
I live for Jesus. Let come what may come. The Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus. Oh yes, sir. Take
me. Sing it one more time. I live for Jesus.
Oh yes, I live for Jesus. I live for Jesus. Let come what may come. The Holy Spirit. I will obey.
I will obey. I will obey.
Place your right hand on your chest, every one of you, and lift up the other hand. And say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life. Today it is my decision to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Help to live for God. I receive it now. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you right now. I declare the hold of the enemy broken and the grace of God to serve God be released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.